The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:41 here on WPHM on this Tuesday morning, the day after Port Huron City Council met. And I think a week ago today was Election Day. Yesterday, a new Port Huron City Council was seated, or at least a few new members. Joining us right now, the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Repp. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And congratulations on your Election Day victory.
Thank you so much.
So last night you welcomed a couple of new members, or really one new member and one returning member, right?
That's correct, because when we welcomed Bob Mosierak, who is the new member, and Terry Lamb, who is a new member but was on the council prior to this past term.
We weren't sure that she was going to serve. She had indicated that she was going to have to abandon her hopes of being back on city council, but at the last minute, after she said she was pretty surprised to get elected, she decided to come back.
She did. She actually, you know, after declining and saying that she was going to, I think it was more that she did not have the time to put into actual campaigning during that period of time, and because she had just gotten two new jobs, so she thought that would be the fairest thing was to say that she wasn't going to run. But she, her name still remained on the ballot because it was after the time limit. So she was the next voter in line. So that's great.
Yeah, Sherry Archibald reelected. She's going to continue to serve as mayor pro tem. Correct.
She is. She is. She was voted by the council to serve that in that position last night. So, yep. So we start a new 2 year, well, new 2 years for me, 4 years for the new council members.
And one more change still to come, as far as we know, with Lisa Beeden being elected to county commission, she'll likely leave city council by the end of the year.
That's true. Lisa was elected to serve on the county commission, so she can serve through December because they don't actually take office until January. And so she's still serving the city residents because she's also serving in precincts 4 through 10 as the county commissioner. So she's still serving the same people, just in a different capacity, some of the same people. And so she has until the end of December in order to resign, in which case then the council, the charter provision says that if the next vote getter had at least 25% of the vote, they would be an automatic person to seat right there. Then there's no discussion about it. However, the next person did not receive 25% of the vote. I believe it was more like about 18-19%. I don't know for sure, but I think that's about what it was. And so consequently, what we will do is once Lisa's resignation is accepted by the council, we have then a 45-day period in which to ask for, we'll put some deadlines in there and ask for letters of intent from members of the community.
Okay, so it'll be interesting to watch all that play out. In the meantime, a fairly short agenda last night. One of the things that I know you were looking at is the new Wrigley Center, what we call the old Art Van building, the property that will become something brand new in hopefully the next year or so. A pretty exciting project, isn't it?
It really is. And last night, you know, we were just moving on with this project very quickly, which is really nice. And we scheduled three public hearings for a brownfield and then to actually establish it as an obsolete property rehabilitation act district. And then you have to also have a hearing on actually approving the application certificate for that OPRA district. So all of those will be at the next meeting, November 23rd. And that helps Larry Jones on the process of moving forward. Those go to the state, and hopefully we get this all wrapped up before the end of the year, and he can get started.
Yeah, it'll be great to see that.
Oh, it'll be wonderful. Yeah. The building's been vacant for quite some time now, and it is becoming kind of an eyesore down there. And certainly not only that, you're looking for the vibrancy and things to get moving in there, so... Larry has done a lot of building downtown. He has done a lot of the lofts, and we're looking forward to what he's going to do with this building.
Yeah, it really fits in nicely with what's going on downtown, or what had been going on pre-COVID. And, you know, we're looking now at post-COVID, hopefully next year.
We certainly hope it's post next year.
Sure hope so.
It has certainly dragged on for a whole lot longer than I think any of us thought.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The other thing you had to do was kind of undo what you did regarding marijuana sales in Port Huron, thanks to the ballot initiative that did pass last week.
Quite a By quite a bit, too, overwhelmingly, which means that we had two ordinances on the books. We have the ordinance that the voters approved, and then we had the ordinance that we put into a place here last month. So it would just be very confusing, and it would be back and forth. And, of course, the new one would take precedence, and anybody reading it would not quite know which one was effective. So we decided the best thing to do was just take it off the books.
All right.
And the new ordinance is in effect immediately. And this one will be taken off it has to have a second reading at the meeting of the 23rd. It will be off the books, and anybody who's going to apply for a license will be applying under the new ordinance, of which has to stay in effect as it is for 2 years because it was voter approved.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work for nothing, as it turned out, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, we tried to do what we felt was the best thing, and obviously the other one was voted in, but I still don't think that people really understood what it is. So they were voting in because the question in and of itself wasn't very clear.
Right.
So it just changes the whole landscape of it, but we'll see what happens.
You know a lot more now about recreational marijuana than you did before, right?
Oh, yes.
You and the council got quite an education.
Much more than I ever thought I'd know.
So. Right, absolutely. You just never know where this job's going to take you, right?
No, you don't. No, you don't. So on to other things now. That's kind of behind us. So,
well, what other things do you see at least before the end of this year? Are we just kind of getting by the next...
I don't see a whole lot between now and the end of the year. I mean, nothing that's, comes up above the normal activity, put it that way. Usually there isn't. You get, not just because a new council came in, but you're now, next meeting is the week of Thanksgiving, and then you get right into Christmas. We only have one meeting in December, so usually it's pretty much doing regular business in the next 6 weeks or so, and then after the first of the year, we start looking into, obviously, we'll get into our goal session, and budgets start coming back up again, and all of those same things that kind of repeat yourself each year. So then I'm sure there'll be other things that come up that we weren't even expecting. So
there always is. That's one thing you know for sure about
yes, I do.
Local politics, no doubt about it. Well, Pauline, we're so glad that you're going to continue with us for a couple of years. We appreciate you calling us every day after the council meeting. We really do. And we'll talk again, I guess, in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we will.
All
Thank
right.
you, Paul.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.